Hey, Ryan, since you're not going to the game, where are you planning on watching the Wildcats?
I'll be stuck at the office, but I wish I could be lounging at home in front of my TV.
Yeah, me too. I've been thinking about getting like a big comfy recliner from Sam Levitt's Furniture.
Ooh, stylish.
Sam Levitt's Furniture has specials on a wide selection of recliners, so you can watch the game in style. You can check out a bunch of options at their Tucson locations. I'm thinking of getting one with swivel action.
Ooh.
But I kind of like the one I saw with cup holders.
Well, while Justin makes up his mind about which recliner he likes best, let's talk some sports.
From the Arizona Daily Star and Tucson.com, this is the Wildcast.
Welcome to the Wildcast, your Arizona Wildcats basketball podcast. I'm Star Sports Editor Ryan Finley here with Greg Hansen. So, GH, nothing has happened since the last time we talked. Nothing at all.
And in a sense, nothing has happened.
Nothing has happened. The Arizona Wildcats continue to be without head coach Sean Miller. This is now for the third or fourth day, depending on when you start counting. Miller purposely stepped away from the team on Saturday before Arizona's overtime loss to Oregon and has been away from the team ever since. Lorenzo Romar is running the team. The U of A will not say what's coming next. Lots of questions, Greg. What's the biggest question in all this to you?
I think it's, will Alonzo Trier play?
Okay.
I mean, right, that's being trivial, but right now, to me, I think most fans care about how far this team can go.
Right.
And the Sean Miller stuff isn't secondary, but the Trier thing is just edging ahead of it in immediate importance.
Right. Alonzo Trier has tested positive for the drug Ostarine for a second time. They're appealing. We should know here in the next couple of days how that appeal goes down. Certainly in terms of immediate on-the-court things, you hate to ask who's more valuable short-term.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think that for Arizona to win, you need Alonzo Trier back, don't you? Regardless of who's coaching the team.
Probably for them to get to the second round of the tournament, and which would probably be the last tournament they're in for, what, 2022, 2021?
I don't know. I mean, that's the question, right? I mean, this is the elephant in the room, is the ESPN report and what to make of it. What do you make of it?
Whew, boy, that's a question that I don't know who has an answer to. I mean, a man's career is hinging on that report, right?
Right.
And a community like Tucson that has treasured basketball for 30 years, its sense of well-being is also swings on that. And geez, I don't know. I don't know what to say.
I think there are certain fans that want desperately for this thing to be all made up. I find it hard to believe that it all is.
Yeah.
Obviously, ESPN has had to correct some details in their timeline a couple of different times. There are some holes that you could drive a Mack truck through in their story. I don't know if that changes the basic thrust of the story. I don't know. Obviously, we've reported what ESPN has reported, citing them. But it gives the people who want to believe Sean Miller has done nothing wrong a leg to stand on when that didn't exist really on Saturday.
I think Arizona has walked on the shady side of the street in recruiting for a while, obviously, with the connections of Pasternak and Book Richardson in the last week. And this is what comes of that.
Well, that was the next thing I was going to bring up, is lost in the Miller story released by ESPN was a story released by Yahoo Sports at like the exact same time that showed how an agent tries to manipulate a basketball team and basketball program. And what they document in there is the relationship, I believe it was Christian Dawkins, wasn't it? With Joe Pasternak. And how Dawkins, according to the documents they received, that Dawkins was dealing a lot with Pasternak because Arizona wanted to get a player who's been very involved in this whole case, and it's Brian Bowen. And that he was working with him, and that Arizona was willing to do whatever it took because Brian Bowen was out there and Arizona wanted him. Whatever it took is completely open to interpretation. Obviously, Joe Pasternak has not been arrested or charged with any crime, obviously. But this is the second time his name has popped up in regards to this. Remember, he was the person who introduced Brandon Dawkins to Book Richardson. Christian Dawkins to Book Richardson back at last year's Pac-12 tournament.
Yeah, I mean, I bet he's squirming in his shoes right now, Joe Pasternak. And he should. What else is going to come out?
I don't know.
I mean, 7 months from now. Right. Don't you think that's part of Sean Miller's attorney's discussions with the U of A's attorneys?
Yeah.
That are we going to be surprised by something in 9 months?
Right.
To me, that's a really important issue there.
Absolutely. And to me, the question becomes, regardless of the veracity of the ESPN story, okay, if the ESPN story is, we don't have access to the same FBI information that ESPN had. But is the ESPN story enough to implicate Miller in the fact that Miller knew what was going on his own staff? Right? I mean, if you look at his staff from a year ago, you had Book Richardson, you had Joe Pasternak, you had Mark Phelps. Book Richardson has been arrested. Joe Pasternak has been mentioned a couple of times, though not charged. And Mark Phelps served an NCAA suspension at the start of the season. I don't know if Sean Miller's insistence that he didn't know what was going on holds water when you look at all of those people involved.
And if you look at Sean Miller's style of running a program, and that is involved to the top on everything.
Yes.
The most hands-on guy you can imagine.
Right. I mean, this guy runs every practice.
Right.
Right.
I mean, almost no one's ever been at a practice, but people who have been at practices and told me how they run is that no one even speaks except Sean Miller.
Right.
So, I mean, you compare him to Lute Olson. Lute Olson's practice, he was one of the best practice coaches in history, but his assistants were fully involved, and Lute wasn't a control freak.
Right.
I think Sean is. That word gets tossed around too much, but I think it suits him.
It's interesting, Greg, and obviously me and you both spend a lot of our time on social media. The responses that we've received from a lot of U of A fans have been hostile.
Sure.
If this is proven true and if Sean Miller either resigns or is fired, what are the ramifications for the people who we interact with on there every day?
I mean, what happens to them?
No, not what happens to them, but I mean, what does this mean to a city of basketball crazy people?
Oh, man. Well, it's the most treasured thing in Tucson, isn't it?
Yeah.
Name one thing in this town, in this community, that is more beloved than the U of A basketball program.
Right, right.
Maybe before it was U of A basketball, it was probably John Wayne coming to town and filming some movies.
Right.
That was what the town hung its hat on, and now it's for 30 years it's been basketball. And to lose that and to be shamed.
Yeah. It's not the losing of it. It's not the losing of it. It's the shame that comes with it. I think Arizona fans were actually able to rally around sort of the program in the last days of Lute Olson. And as they tried to hire, you know, they had Kevin O'Neill and Mike Dunlap was there. I think Arizona fans kind of enjoyed being the underdogs for once.
And they got through that.
Yeah.
You know, looking back, it seems like it took no time at all. I know there was really like from 2007 to 2011 when Miller got to the Elite Eight. I mean, that's 5 years.
Right.
But it seems like no time at all.
No time at all.
I mean, do you think it's going to be 5 years now?
I don't know. I don't know.
It could be minimum 3 years till they're a top 25 team again.
If Sean Miller is not the head basketball coach at Arizona, whether it's next week or 2 months from now, who is?
Well, the first person I would try to hire is Buzz Williams of Virginia Tech. He's the opposite of Sean Miller. He's a Texas guy. He's coached in Colorado. He's exuberant. He is a personality like unlike Sean Miller. And he's a guy, every time I watch him on TV, I'd say, man, I'd go to war with that guy.
His name was mentioned when Sean Miller was up for the Arizona job years ago. He was obviously just a young guy. He was at Marquette at the time. Buzz Williams is certainly interesting. What about Lorenzo Romar? To me, if Sean Miller resigns or is fired, and if there is a serious crisis going on in Tucson, I think you need somebody who can come in right away and make everybody feel good about themselves Isn't Lorenzo Romar that guy?
He fits that bill in many ways. I just wonder what he's got left in the tank.
Right.
Because he gave it all at Washington for, what, 17 years?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he got fired because they weren't very good at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And he recruited mostly at home. He recruited all those Seattle guys year after year after year.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't go on the global search like Sean Miller.
Right.
And at one time, I read this about a year ago, he said he didn't want to coach in the 60s, when he was in his 60s. Right. He's 59.
Okay. He probably didn't think that there'd be a $3 million a year basketball job open for him.
I don't know. It's tough for him to bite off.
Mm-hmm.
I might go younger, and that's not being age discriminant there, but it's a tough job.
What happens if Sean Miller comes back? What happens if, I mean, he says he's been vindicated. I think that there are enough holes in the ESPN story that Sean Miller will try to fight it. If he comes back, whether it's Thursday or 2 weeks from now, what happens?
How about this scenario? The U of A announces tomorrow, Sean Miller is going to coach us for the rest of this season, and then he's going to step down.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some kind of financial package available,
and
he won't take questions on it. It's just we're parting ways at that time, but he's our coach till March X. You think that there's a possibility that might ever happen?
Possible. I mean, in my mind, there are like four different things that could happen here, right? I think Sean Miller could be fired. Whether he's fired for cause or fired not for cause is irrelevant to me. Sean Miller could be fired. Sean Miller could resign or agree to step away in a way that maybe does not admit any guilt whatsoever, but admits that the damage that has been done is too great to come back from. Sean Miller could take some sort of family medical leave or be placed on some sort of administrative leave or be suspended.
The easy way out.
Right, which would just get him away from the program indefinitely and allow the lawyers to figure out how much validity there is to the ESPN story, A, and B, how much Sean Miller wants to not be the coach at Arizona anymore. How much money Sean Miller wants. Or he can come back guns blazing. I mean, I think he wants to come back guns blazing.
Yeah.
What if he shows up Thursday at McHale Center and is Arizona's basketball coach Thursday night?
I would say there was a question that comes with that, and that is, are you willing to recruit like you used to?
Right.
Given the circumstances and the reputation scars, because you can't have a coach at Arizona who doesn't recruit full boom like Sean Miller has for 8 years.
Right. And you hate to bring this up because a media story has created the hysteria, but how much of a distraction is Sean Miller if he returns next week at the Pac-12 tournament where there are open locker rooms? If he then goes on to the NCAA tournament where there are NCAA mandated press conferences every day, and open locker rooms. I honestly wonder, A, how much he'd be willing to answer those questions, and B, how much he would want to put his players through that.
Well, they can handle that by telling the players to say no comment to every question
that
doesn't involve basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And Miller will not be available. He never goes in those open locker rooms.
True, but he's required to stand up, to sit on a dais and answer questions every day.
He'll just say no comment. It would be so uncomfortable.
Right. Because here's the problem. If you're the guy at the San Diego Union Tribune, and it's the first round of the NCAA tournament, and you show up and they say write about something, he's going to write about Arizona. He's going to write about the big story facing Arizona, and it's that. And multiply that by 10 everywhere you go until Arizona's eliminated.
Yeah, I mean, the assistants will run the locker room there, and there's nowhere for them to hide, and they'll say the same thing. I'll talk about basketball only.
Right.
So it'll be mitigated, but for Miller to stand up there on the podium, I just can't see that happening. I mean, what coach has ever done that? What school has ever put a coach through that, put itself through that, extending the embarrassment?
Mm-hmm. We had talked a couple of weeks ago that this felt like the end, even before all of this stuff came out, that looking at the recruits that he had coming in, which were two guys who had signed non-binding scholarship papers, now it's one guy, looking at all the guys who they're going to lose, and just kind of your take on his general demeanor, I think, in recent weeks. I mean, is that what this was? Is that what, was this going to be? I mean, do you think that he had planned for this to be it regardless?
Yes. I do.
Okay.
Because I just can't imagine him coming back and coaching a team without good players. Mm-hmm. Is he going to be willingly coaching a ninth place team in the Pac-12?
Well, who is it? Is it Bill Parcells who says you are what your record says you are? He's a guy who, as competitive as he is and as driven as he is, it's astounding to me that he has one recruit coming in and he's going to lose seven guys.
Yeah, and you don't know who else will bail.
I mean, if we're just guessing, players to leave Arizona at the end of this year would be all of the seniors, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's who? Ristich, Parker Jackson Cartwright.
Keanu Pinder.
Keanu Pinder.
And
South Point guy.
Yeah, Talbot Denny.
Talbot Denny.
And then, Chase Jeter could transfer without penalty right now.
Right.
Because he's set out a year.
Right.
So Dylan Smith will probably come back because he's already transferred.
He's already transferred once. So that's five. So those five guys plus
Raleigh Elkins,
DeAndre Ayton, Alonzo Trier. It's eight guys. That's eight spots.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, this entire FBI probe has affected Arizona's recruiting in a way that I'm not sure Sean Miller would want to fight that uphill battle all day.
Yeah.
All day, every day, until they're good again, with everybody looking over your shoulder because they suspect you might be cheating.
We'll never find the answer to this, but in September when the FBI stepped in here, was that the time Sean Miller, who knows more than anybody, realized, we're done. I can never recruit here at this level again. Uh-huh. We're done. I'm done. Mm-hmm. It's all going to come out. Let's go as far as we can this season. Mm-hmm.
Is this how college basketball works, though? Can you win and follow all the rules? Can you recruit successfully if you know that the FBI in NCAA are over your shoulder? By the way, this says nothing of a potential FBI or NCAA investigation. This says nothing of when the NCAA has been told to stand down. When the NCAA snaps to it, Book Richardson's involvement in all of this is going to cost Arizona some scholarships or postseason ban or something. I mean, even if Sean Miller could conceivably get all the players back next year, what happens when the NCAA comes in next year and says, got to give away all these wins or not play in the postseason this year? I mean, he won't be able to recruit to it.
Bingo. You got to start over right away.
Wow. Well, Greg Hansen, I know it's been a very, very busy week for you. I know there's been a lot going on, but this has been interesting and obviously tough, confusing. Is it confusing times or is it just uncertain times?
Uncertain. And it's just such a downer.
It's depressing.
God, I mean, I almost went into a dark side talking.
I know. Well, and that's what's so strange too when things like this happen. I mean, we in the media are touched by it too. I think our jobs are more fun when Arizona's relevant, aren't they?
Oh.
I think our jobs are more fun when people are winning. I think that obviously the more interest there is locally and nationally in Arizona, yeah, the more we get out of it. I don't think any joy is taken in the fact that any of this is going on.
No, just the opposite because, and you know this as well as I do, the most fun times you have working in these jobs, mm-hmm, and in Tucson, mm-hmm, is when the team, you're not a homer by doing this.
No.
But
it's fun. Yeah.
When Arizona's standing there winning the Sweet 16 game, going to the Elite Eight, mm-hmm, you're buzzed about doing your work.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, the most fun I've ever had, and I came up covering football, which is different. But, you know, they would let me tag along with you guys to basketball. Yeah. We're in Anaheim the day Arizona's set to play Duke, right? And we sit there, and we've got our flights home the next morning because we figure it's just, we figure it's just going to be ho-hum kind of a thing. And, we've checked out of the hotel.
Yeah.
And we have our bags waiting for us, And then Arizona wins, and everybody there is thrilled. And you get to stay a couple days, and you get to do your job a couple more days, and it's fun. And you're sitting courtside at a major sporting event.
That's the lure of it to me.
Yep.
And it began, when Luke got here.
Mm-hmm.
And because the NCAA tournament, to me, I grew up watching that. That was in my hometown.
Sure.
And suddenly here I am. This is my job. I get to be part of it,
mm-hmm,
on the edges of it. Mm-hmm. But I look forward to it every year.
Right.
And even when they would lose, to East Tennessee State, it was, mm-hmm, just so enjoyable to be part of the whole scene.
Right. And it's funny, I think that when you hit the road to cover a team, it's funny, the people from the other from the other schools kind of bother you sometimes. Yeah. And you know, it's very selfish, but it's fun.
Yeah.
And you know, when you think about what this might mean, big picture, if this is sort of the raising and reconstruction of Arizona basketball as we know it, who's to say that it's going to come back bigger or stronger?
I know it.
I mean, the fact that Sean Miller got it back to where it was a minor miracle.
Yeah.
And a reason why Sean Miller's the highest paid employee in the friggin' state. Who's to say that whoever the next guy is can do the same?
Because if you look around the Pac-12 now, there are coaches who are going to be good, it looks like, for, say, 5 or 10 more years. Mm-hmm. Larry Christoyak.
Sure.
Oregon. I mean, Dane Altman's going to end his career at Oregon.
Sure.
They're going to be good all the time. Washington looks like it's going to be good again because they got all those recruits there in Seattle. Mm-hmm. And now if Bobby Hurley stays at ASU with the recruits they have coming in, boy, they shoot ahead of Arizona in a heartbeat.
Yeah. And that might be the scariest thing of all.
Yeah. And then that's not even mentioning the L.A. schools.
You just said something that made me shudder. Where you go, oh, then they could be just, ASU could just be ahead of Arizona in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Arizona State basketball school?
He's got good recruits for next year.
Gosh. I mean,
that to me, maybe 5 months ago when I said, wait a minute, ASU's got these recruits and Arizona doesn't.
Right. That's the thing that makes you worry.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff going on. Greg Hansen, as usual, thank you for taking the time out to join us. That'll do it for this episode of the Wildcast. For Greg Hansen, I'm Ryan Finley. We'll see you next time.